essential amino acids is especially helpful to men after they hit 50. And from personal experience, I would say even more so after you hit about 60.
But for everyone else, Kat says society's current fixation on protein is misplaced. Instead, he thinks both men and women should be focused on getting enough fiber.
Almost all Americans are massively deficient in fiber. And that's extremely important. There are two kinds of fiber, soluble and insoluble. The insoluble fiber is crucial for the health of the gastrointestinal tract. And one of the disturbing trends we're seeing in the U.S. today is colon cancer at ever younger age. So gastrointestinal disorders are rampant, whether it's inflammatory bowel disease or irritable bowel syndrome or colon cancer and other cancers of the gastrointestinal tract. But part of that is we don't get nearly enough fiber, which feeds the microbiome, keeps things moving through the GI tract.
On the other hand, soluble fiber plays a completely different role, but it's just as important. It dissolves in water, specifically in your GI tract, and creates a physical barrier. This barrier slows down the process of nutrients being absorbed into the bloodstream, which reduces certain responses like insulin production.
So if your diet's high in soluble fiber, you need much less insulin to maintain a healthy blood sugar level than if your diet's low in soluble fiber. And type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome, all conditions related to needing lots of insulin and not being able to produce enough, these are all epidemic. In fact, they're pandemic. These are massive problems all around the world. And there's a remedy available to all of us in the food supply, and that's a higher intake of soluble fiber.
This is just one example of how integrative medicine looks at the full picture to treat chronic issues instead of using medication to spot treat the symptoms. You can find more information about Dr. Tarone Lowdog, Dr. David Katz, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zafari. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Coming up, don't forget about your foot health when Radio Health Journal returns.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hustle up. We've got eight more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In today's culture, we talk a lot about heart health, gut health, and mental health. But one issue that often doesn't get as much attention but affects a majority of Americans is our foot health. The American Podiatric Medical Association, or APMA, estimates that 3 out of 4 people will develop serious foot pain at some point in their lives. In many cases, this pain will be due to a condition called plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis is a condition of the plantar fascia, which is the tissue that runs along the bottom of the foot and attaches at the heel. So with overuse or injury or foot type causing strain or stretching of the attachment of the plantar fascia, the fascia becomes inflamed and becomes irritated. And the term itis generally refers to inflammation. So the common understanding of plantar fasciitis is inflammation of the point of attachment of the plantar fascia at the heel bone.
That's Dr. Marlene Reed, a podiatric surgeon and national spokesperson for the APMA. She says that plantar fasciitis usually causes acute heel pain in the morning or after a long period of rest.
And that's because literally when you are sitting or resting or sleeping, the fluid that's associated with inflammation pools in that area. And once you step on it in the morning, or let's say you're sitting for dinner or watching TV, after you've been resting and you step on it, you feel that physical inflammation. Inflammation is a physical thing. It's that fluid and you feel it. So it's painful. And as you walk, it disperses. So the pain generally goes away as you're walking on it.
While your gender and age won't affect your risk of developing the condition, Reed says there are many other factors that'll cause a flare-up, no matter if you have a flat foot or high arch.
A flat foot or a flexible flat foot can cause pulling and extensive tugging on the attachment of the plantar fascia. However, a high arch foot can cause strain and also can cause friction and pulling of the attachment. So either foot type can cause problems with the plantar fascia. Weight is a big factor, especially weight gain. So it's not uncommon to have pregnant women having problems with their plantar fascia.
When it comes to healing plantar fasciitis, Reed takes her patients through different levels of treatment. The first step is to get them into shoes that have a stable heel.
And I'm talking about the back of the heel. It's called the heel counter. Wearing a shoe with a stable, firm heel counter morning to night. Literally, when you wake up in the morning, you put the shoe on. When you go to bed, you take it off. And the reason for that is that the heel needs to be stable in order to allow the plantar fascia not to strain or to stretch or to become inflamed. So in order to get stability in the heel, you need to get stability from morning to night.
Usually, this is achieved through wearing sneakers. But Reed says there are dress shoe options for people who work in an office.
So if someone's working and they can't wear a sneaker, as long as they're wearing a shoe that has a very firm heel counter, we're controlling the heel. In addition to the shoe, I have them use a heel cup, which I dispense from my office. And there are different types of heel cups. Most people tend to think they need the cushioning type, but what's important in my view is the stability, not cushioning. So I add a heel cup that gives more stability to the back of the shoe.
Wearing a stable shoe with a heel cup will help you keep from further irritating the plantar fascia. But the final piece of the puzzle requires consistent stretches you can do at home.
Most of the stretching that I start with is a manual stretch, where they literally take their foot in their hands and pull the foot up so the toes are pointed to the knee, stretching at the ankle, and then pulling the toes inward towards the ankle, stretching at the ball of the foot.
The plantar fascia go through multiple stages of recovery, but sometimes the process can get stuck before the condition's fully healed. When this happens, the plantar fasciitis evolves from an acute issue to a more chronic disorder.
And what can happen then is you can get scar tissue and you can get buildup of cells that don't finish their healing process. And that is what chronic tendon or chronic soft tissue issues come from. That's where they come from, because the tissue hasn't fully healed itself and it turns into scar tissue in essence. So that scar tissue can also be painful. So chronic plantar fasciitis, or really the term is plantar fasciosis, is the chronic state where the healing has not fully completed its cycle and the pain is different.
Instead of just having pain in the morning, like with acute plantar fasciitis, people who have plantar fasciosis experience a deeper pain all throughout the day. The standard avenue of treatment to fix the chronic condition used to be surgery, though very few people would end up needing such a drastic approach. Doctors make a small incision and partially cut the fascia to loosen the tension. However, Reed says the procedure comes with its own risks that have made other treatment options more appealing.
So while it's still being done at times in certain instances, I like to avoid it because, as I said, you can develop problems from that surgery that are a little more common than some other types of surgeries. So I try to avoid surgery. Now what we do is we offer our patients a variety of regenerative types of medicine.
Regenerative medicine gives your body the resources it needs to heal itself. While the most well-known approach at the moment is stem cell injections, there are many different methods doctors use.
In my practice, what we used to use is shockwave, high-energy shockwave, which worked great. It required anesthesia. Patients really had to be knocked out in order to deliver the full dose of energy. And it worked so well that insurances stopped covering it. It was being used for all categories of heel pain when really it was meant to be for that final 5% that didn't resolve with more conservative treatments. So there are different things that we use. And in my practice, I use amniotic injections and I use radiofrequency.
These treatments change the chronically unhealed tissue into tissue that's newly injured in order to re-stimulate the healing process. Thankfully, there are steps you can take to make sure your plantar fasciitis never becomes chronic. If you have an arch that's outside of the normal range, Reed advises to buy support that helps correct the issue.
So a normal foot goes through a range of motions to produce gait. Gait is the word that's used for walking. So each of our feet go through their half of the gait cycle. When a foot is normal, it follows the normal pattern. When a foot has excessive motion, such as a flexible flat foot, then we need to control that excessive motion so that the forces that are presented abnormally on the foot, whether the heel pain or something like bunions, don't overpower and cause the problem such as heel pain or bunions.
Reed suggests patients use custom orthotic insoles to control any excessive motion, which she says is one of the only ways to prevent plantar fasciitis. If you happen to feel heel pain symptoms flaring up, start immediately wearing proper shoes and doing stretches to start the healing process and prevent the condition from worsening.
So as soon as you start to feel pain in the morning or pain after rest, you got to go right into wearing a shoe morning to night, making sure that the heel is a stable heel in the back of the heel and stretching. And usually it'll resolve just doing those three things within the first couple days.
You can find more information about Dr. Marlene Reed and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Medical notes this week. Poor air quality is bad for your lungs, but what about your brain? Scientists have found higher rates of dementia in people exposed to polluted air particles. The study published in JAMA Medicine reveals that people were more likely to develop dementia if they lived in areas with high levels of microscopic toxins in the air. People who live near wildfire, smog, and coal burning were found to be the most at risk. The findings suggest that improving air quality could be a way to prevent brain diseases like dementia. Does playing football lead to Parkinson's disease? Researchers found that for people who have played tackle football, the risk of developing this degenerative brain condition increases by 61%. Scientists say that the longer participants engage in the sport, the higher their odds are of developing Parkinson's. The work is published in JAMA. And finally, think twice before buying blue light glasses. New research in the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews shows that they don't produce many of the effects they often promise. For years, scientists have believed that blue light can damage the eyes, but researchers are now saying that screens don't emit nearly enough blue light to be considered dangerous. Odds are, if your eyes are hurting from looking at a screen, you're probably holding it too close to your face. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Shel Lustig.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limit supply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
And that's Radio Health Journal for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more. And check Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify for a library of past programs. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and information about our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
North and Heavy Duty in Butternut, Wisconsin has an immediate opening for a full-time heavy-duty service technician. Job duties include diesel engine services, general maintenance, brakes, tires, and DOT inspections on flatbeds, motorhomes, and semis. Offering competitive wages plus vacation, health, insurance, and more. Experience preferred but not required. Stop in and apply today at North and Heavy Duty, located at N16184 Old Highway 13 in Butternut, Wisconsin. Please ask for Lori and move your career forward. North and Heavy Duty is an equal opportunity employer. Show your love for Legos with Disney Bricks, a newly opened Main Street business in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin. When we buy and sell Legos by the piece or by the set. And we can even find those missing Lego pieces. In store, a world of imagination for all ages awaits you with a selection of Disney-themed Lego sets. Everything from Winnie the Pooh to Star Wars, plus many other unique Lego sets in stock. Kids, book your birthday parties now and stop in for some Lego fun anytime. And have a magical day from Disney Bricks. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5, located in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 82. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 59. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 70s Tuesday, turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Take a look at the extended forecast, 59 on Thursday. Another look at the short range, high of 82 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight. We should top out at 80 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 57.
This week on Viewpoints.
You can even filter down to the level of the kinds of bags that you'd like, so grocery bags or bread bags. And all of that is representative of the food that happens to be surplus in the marketplace that you live in.
Discounted mystery bags of food? Sign me up. Then.
It's everything from not being able to read a newspaper article to not being able to understand a job instruction manual or a credit card agreement or a lease agreement.
Why we're failing students when it comes to reading in America. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
We've all been there before. You open the fridge looking for a snack and something smells funky. You rummage deep within its depths and find several items rotting. This week it could be a moldy block of cheese, produce that's past the point of no return, and maybe some raw burger patties that are well past their expiration date. Across America, this weekly toss happens all too often, and it's not just taking place in homes. Grocery stores and restaurants also end up with a lot of unbought items or leftover prepared food that gets tossed. According to a late 2021 report by the Environmental Protection Agency, researchers found that about 35% of the overall U.S. food supply still ends up in landfills. This equates to about 30 million tons of produce, meat, dairy, and other items. Compare this number to other high-income countries, and our waste is about a third higher than the average. There's several factors feeding into this crisis, however. Experts say the three biggest contributors are supermarkets, restaurants, and consumers. In your own day-to-day, how can you reduce what ends up in the bin?
Whether that is meal prepping before you go grocery shopping, making lists of food so you ensure you're not overbuying, turning your leftovers into tasty new meals, adding something to it so it doesn't get stale, anything that you can do to reduce food waste.
That's Sarah Sodaroff, the North American spokesperson for Too Good To Go, an app that connects consumers with unsold items and meals at community restaurants and stores. Essentially, businesses on the app post what foods, prepared items, or meals they have to offer that day. This food isn't free, but is priced at a steep discount. The interesting concept began in 2016 in Denmark. The founders came in with the goal of cutting down food waste in the city and started by creating a basic desktop website and going in person to get nearby restaurants and markets to sign up.
The mission grew from there to also be able to provide businesses with a way to recoup otherwise lost revenue that they would have to lose by throwing out food, and then also to add value to consumers who were paying upwards of, you know, $30, $40, $50 for a bag of food that they could get at a steep discount.
Today, there's a mobile app version, and owners who are signed up can easily post daily offerings. Some also sell mystery bags that can contain an assortment of food items for a set lower price. Once the post is live, it goes to the first person who claims it and picks it up.
Everything you see on the app is local to you. So when you open the app, you'll put in probably a radius of 20 to 30 miles, and you're seeing just the surplus supply that is available in that radius. You're not seeing things that are available in Copenhagen or London, England, or Spain, for example. You really are seeing what is local to your marketplace to that time of day that works for you. And then you can even filter down to the level of the kinds of bags that you'd like. So grocery bags or bread bags. And all of that is representative of the food that happens to be surplus in the marketplace that you live in. And that can even be something that's seasonal. So potentially, you know, in the US where we have Thanksgiving, there might be Thanksgiving bags that they don't have in Europe. At the same time, there might be different kinds of like local items that are for sale in different parts of Europe that we might not have, or there might be the same thing, you know, local things throughout the country that you're seeing in different markets. So the really interesting part about the app is regardless of where you go and where you use it, it's always going to be a unique experience to that time of day, to that city, and even to the surplus that every one of those stores has at that period in time.
You might be wondering, why don't more businesses opt to donate to local pantries or shelters? One reason is that the restaurant and grocery industries have very tight margins. Being on an app like Too Good To Go can help bring in some money rather than nothing. Sadaroff also mentions this other common barrier.
There are strict regulations around what can be donated, how frequently you can donate, and then how that food has to be packaged and handled for donation. And unfortunately, that's a pretty big barrier to entry for a lot of businesses. At, you know, potentially a manufacturing or grocery level, that's a little bit more doable. But say you're a mom and pop bakery or grocery store, you know, you have a little market or a bodega, it's going to be difficult for you to have the kinds of pickup mechanisms in place to be able to consistently donate that food.
And that is very much a problem that still needs to be tackled. Currently, there's a lot of red tape and no consistent local network for coordinating daily transports of food from restaurants to shelters or food pantries. Much of this relies on the business owner taking initiative and having the bandwidth and income to do so. At the end of the day, food waste is a complicated issue and requires a multi-pronged effort by consumers, companies, food producers, and legislators. Every little bit helps, and new technologies connecting consumers to food is also another important avenue. To find out more about this issue and our guest, Sarah Sadaroff, head to viewpointsradio.org. To learn more about Too Good To Go, check out their website at toogoodtogo.com. That's toogoodtogo.com. This story was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights when you book through Capital One Travel, plus 2x miles on all other purchases. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coming up, two-thirds of U.S. students are not proficient in reading. Why are so many kids falling through the cracks? When Viewpoints returns.
Saluting 50 years of hip-hop, back in a moment. When you're in the first ever Toyota Grand Highlander, every moment's grander. Even that moment when picking up Junior from football practice turns into taking the whole team home.
Dad, is it cool if we give Devon a ride home?
Sure.
JP, what's the word, man?
So they all named Devon.
With three spacious rows of premium adult-sized seating, life's grander in the first ever Grand Highlander. Toyota, let's go places.
Mississippi
putting
it down. Missy Elliott launched her solo career in 1997, sold over 40 million records worldwide. She has four Grammy Awards to her credit, and now is referred to as one of the queens of hip-hop.
Is it worth it?
In 2018, Elliott received Essence Magazine's Black Women in Music Honors, and in 2021, that same year, she was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and in 2022, received her second honorary doctorate degree.
Brought to you by Toyota Grand Highlander.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
I don't have time for a cold.
Honey.
Honey.
You need DayQuil Severe Honey flavor.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Ugh, now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe Honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honeylicious. Power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
About 130 million adults in the U.S. read below a sixth grade level, according to 2020 data from the Department of Education. This means that almost 40% of the population struggles with reading. This makes life that much harder when trying to get a degree, secure a job, or even handle basic life tasks like signing off on a lengthy tax document or mortgage agreement. And yes, people can improve these skills at any age, but it's so much harder to commit the time, energy, and practice as an adult. That's why learning to read and building on these skills is so critical during the K through 12 years. Yet, test scores over the last two decades show that kids are drastically lagging behind. In many cases, these students often never get the help they need and are pushed through and out of the system.
It is kind of a check-the-box approach, which really has not worked and explains a lot of why our reading test scores have been so dismal. With only about a third of students testing at the proficient level or above for 20 years now or more, and more than a third are testing below the basic level on national tests.
That's Natalie Wexler, an education expert and author of the book, The Knowledge Gap, The Hidden Cause of America's Broken Education System and How to Fix It. Wexler zeroes in on traditional reading comprehension curriculums, arguing that the approach is outdated and broken.
Reading comprehension has been seen by educators as a set of skills and strategies that you can just practice. It doesn't really matter what you're reading as long as it's at your individual reading level, so you can read it pretty independently. And you're practicing skills like finding the main idea of a text or making inferences. And this goes on, this kind of practice, elementary and sometimes middle school students do it for hours every week. And the theory is that if a kid gets really good at finding the main idea of a text, that he or she will be able to apply that skill to find the main idea, understand any text, maybe a textbook download in high school or a passage on an end of the year reading comprehension test. But in fact, cognitive scientists have known for a long time that is actually not how reading comprehension works. What is more important than skill is how much relevant knowledge the reader has relevant to the text. And it could be knowledge of the topic, or it could be general academic knowledge and vocabulary and familiarity with the complex sentence structure of written language. And we haven't been teaching those things because we've just had kids practicing these supposed skills on really simple, easy to read texts.
She says that part of the problem is that there's always been a divide between education administrators and cognitive scientists studying learning.
And so they may be on the same campus, but they're not communicating. And so prospective teachers may be learning things about how learning works that are really contradicted by recent evidence and studies, and so be completely different from what, say, students in a psychology course are learning in the psychology department. And that is definitely one problem.
Another persistent issue is that there's no defined national curriculum. Even within one state, there can be drastic subject variation from district to district. In countries with a centralized plan, everyone's on the same page.
If you have such a curriculum, first of all, you can train teachers to teach that curriculum well before they get into the classroom. You can also ensure that all kids are getting the same knowledge, no matter what socioeconomic background they're coming from. And they're not getting, you know, Charlotte's Web 3 years in a row because teachers really like that book or whatever. They're covering in a logical, coherent way a range of topics, and everybody's getting the same information. And so that helps really to level the playing field. It's never going to entirely make up for socioeconomic differences, but we know that countries that have that kind of curriculum, there is more equity in their education systems.
Because of our disjointed curricula, Wexler says that many teachers are guided to cover certain niche skills that show up on national standardized tests. This scattered focus doesn't do much to actually help students.
In fact, what one cognitive scientist has called those tests, those reading comprehension tests, knowledge tests in disguise. Because if you don't have enough background knowledge to understand the passage on the test, at least at a superficial level, and they're, again, they're on random topics, not anything kids have learned at school, you never get a chance to demonstrate your skill finding the main idea or making inferences or whatever the test purports to be measuring. But teachers look at the test and they think reasonably, you know, because they haven't received all of this information that I'm talking about. Well, if I want my kids to do well on that test, I need to have them practice finding the main idea, etc.
And it's not pointless to ask kids to compare and contrast or make inferences about a text. However, this practice is lacking if there's no logical sequence in what's being read.
Instead of trying to teach that skill directly and bringing in a text to read aloud that is supposed to help kids learn that skill, and then they go off and try to practice that skill on a bunch of other different texts on random topics, choose a text, and ideally this is going to be one of a series of texts about a specific topic, and bring in whatever skills, strategies are appropriate to help students really think about and understand that text.
And reading options also need to be better tailored to a child's reading level. The National Assessment of Educational Progress, a program within the Department of Education, reports that only 1/3 of students in 4th, 8th, and 12th grades are proficient in reading. In this context, proficiency means that students are able to comprehend and analyze challenging texts that span across various topics. So while one student may be reading at an 8th grade level, another may be lagging far behind.
I saw a statistic in a study that by the time kids get to, I think it was 8th or 9th grade, the gap between the kids from the lowest socioeconomic group and the highest socioeconomic group is equivalent to about 5 years of learning. And so every year that goes by, this gap between the good readers and the poor readers actually gets wider and wider, because those good readers, and it's not that the poor readers couldn't become good readers, but they're not getting the instruction they need to become good readers. They are able to read more complex texts. They're also able to retain new vocabulary, new information from those texts, because knowledge sticks best to something that it's related to. It's been said that knowledge is like mental Velcro. So they already have the other half of that Velcro, or they're more likely to have it. And that in turn increases their vocabulary and enables them to read yet more complex text. So they're speeding ahead, or they may be. But the other kids who start out with less of the other half of the Velcro, first of all, they're limited to simpler texts because they're in the low reading rooms. And even if those texts do have some new information, some new vocabulary, they're less likely to retain it because they may not have anything for it to stick to.
And by the time kids get to high school, the curriculum already assumes a lot of background knowledge. By this point, it's hard to go back and lay a foundation. So if you're a parent and listening, what can you do now to help your child? Wexler does recognize that not every person has the resources to put in the hours. At the end of the day, schools need to do a better job. But if you have the bandwidth, here are some things to keep in mind.
There is a lot that parents can do. Reading aloud, of course, reading aloud from texts that your child couldn't read on their own is really important to introduce them to that more elevated or more sophisticated vocabulary and sentence structure. And then having conversations about the text, because in order for kids to really absorb information, they need to talk about it. They need to use the vocabulary they just heard. So having those conversations is crucial. And it's not just about books. You can have conversations about rocks when you're taking a walk in the park, or insects, or whatever. So that back and forth dialogue between an adult and a child is really laying the foundation for reading comprehension in years to come.
Some may say that reading well isn't super important these days. After all, you can Google endlessly, and there's artificial intelligence to help break down complex info. But others, including Wexler, argue that it's still a massive disadvantage.
It's obviously important for school, because still most of the learning that you're expected to do at upper grade levels and in college is through reading books. And if you cannot do that, with leaving ChatGPT aside, you're going to be at a real disadvantage. You may be playing catch up, or you may just give up. But beyond school, there are some real life consequences of not being able to understand more complex text. And we have many, many adults in this country who are in that position. And it's
Everything from not being able to read a newspaper article to not being able to understand a job instruction manual or a credit card agreement or a lease agreement.
That's why it's so important to instill these foundational reading skills at an early age.
We're wasting this golden opportunity in these early grades because kids are so curious about all sorts of things about the world, and they are sponges.
To find out more about this topic, other resources, and our guest, Natalie Wexler, head to viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out Wexler's book, The Knowledge Gap, The Hidden Cause of America's Broken Education System and How to Fix It. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment. Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Do you make an effort to recycle the items that you use? Well, most would say yes, whether it's a glass bottle or plastic to-go container. Rinsing it out and dropping it into a recycling bin makes us feel better, like we're helping the planet. But what if a large portion of these items, despite being listed as recyclable, still end up in landfills? Experts say that this is an all too common end for plastic in particular. In fact, the U.S. is the number one plastic polluter in the world. As of last year, only 5-6% of this material was recycled in America, according to the nonprofit Beyond Plastics. Worldwide, less than 10% of all plastic is recycled. Why are these numbers so low? One reason is that there are many different types of plastic with different chemical additives, and they can't all be recycled together. For manufacturers and waste companies, it's much cheaper and faster to redirect this bulk trash into landfills or burn it in an incinerator. What's clear is that something needs to change. As advocates push for stricter recycling legislation, others are urging consumers to move away from plastic use in general. Some items that are recycled the least are plastic bags, cutlery, food containers, and cling wrap, which is used for packaging. So where you can, opt to use glass bottles and containers, rely on cloth bags, support local stores and farmers markets that work off less plastic packaging. On a larger scale, try to buy less. Each Amazon or Target box, while convenient, leads to more plastic packaging waste, poisoning our earth. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. One of the greatest risks for directors in the modern era is that they can show flashes of great artistry and a willingness to take creative risks and then get sucked up into a franchise mega storytelling machine like Star Wars or superhero tentpoles before they fade off into corporate blandness. I'm not naming names, but we've lost several promising young directors to the suits and studio heads upstairs. One director who expertly managed to avoid that fate is Alfonso Cuarón, the Oscar-winning director behind Gravity and so much more. In 1998, Cuarón had enough pull in Hollywood that he got to direct Gwyneth Paltrow and Ethan Hawke in a sleek, modern adaptation of Charles Dickens's Great Expectations. Instead of then diving further into star-powered Hollywood filmmaking, though, Cuarón followed the film up with his 2001 masterpiece, Y Tu Mama También, a small, intimate, and sometimes erotic coming-of-age road trip story. That film launched Diego Luna and Gael Garcia Bernal's careers, and it earned Cuarón several Oscar nominations in the process. By going smaller and more personal, Cuarón had managed to gain more clout instead of losing steam. He then got recruited to make the third Harry Potter film, Prisoner of Azkaban, and he injected that movie with a more mature and grounded reality than Potter had in its first two installments. The subject matter in Cuarón's movie got darker, and he matched it with his direction, injecting every transition with foreboding tension, magical whimsy, and a whole lot of atmosphere. But the key to Cuarón's whole career is that after directing one Potter film, he got back out of the franchise machine. His next film was the brilliant dystopian action drama Children of Men. Then he made Gravity, a technical marvel of a sci-fi film. And then he made Roma, his personal memoiristic exploration of 1970s Mexico. Cuarón is one of the few directors who managed to use a massive Hollywood franchise as a springboard for his own career instead of as the end-all be-all of his career. He made one Harry Potter movie, which I consider to be far and away the best in the series, and then he went back to chasing his own muse. And as a result, Alfonso Cuarón's career is the stuff of legends. I'm Evan Rook.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Menards has what you need to finish your home improvement project. Choose from a large variety of fasteners. Whether you need standard nails for general construction or specialty nails for specific applications, you'll find them here. Manufactured in the USA using the highest quality steel. Newfast 3-inch collated framing nails come in a package of 2,000 and are now $47.99 after 11% rebate. Good through August 13th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. And by Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of our show and of duck hunters everywhere. Ducks.org. We're also brought to you by the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water. CastleRock-Peatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, we'll preview October events at the Range of Richfield, get a grouse hunting report from John Steigerwald, and talk with bear hunter Bernie Behringer. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, joining us this week from Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, have you and Robert been bow hunting?
We have not had a chance to bow hunt yet. I want to. I've got a nice buck that's still coming in during daylight hours on a summer pattern. He hasn't been bothered yet, but I don't have the right wind to get in there and get after him. And I'm not sure that I will before he kind of sneaks into the night, but we'll see. It's maybe just a matter of a few days.
Well, it's nice to know he's there, and maybe you'll get a crack at him coming up here.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Now, you and Robert are going camping this weekend, right?
Turtle Flambeau Flowage, our annual camping trip. We delayed it. Generally, we do it in August, but at that time frame, we just had real nasty, rainy weather over those course of those few days. And so we felt we could hold off, and we're going to do a little bit of small game hunting, a little bit of fishing, enjoy the colors. I mean, colors should be about perfect up there this time of year. And so we're going to enjoy that.
Well, I think you picked the right weekend, because I'm looking at the weather, because I'll be up north myself, and it looks like it's going to be warm and at least not a lot of rain or not a threat of rain. And you're on an island in the Flowage. That's where you camp, isn't it?
Yeah, we pick one of the islands. We've traditionally picked the one particular one we've gone to each year, and we stayed at a couple different campsites on that particular island, but we're excited to get over there. And you know, this will be a different time frame for me to go up there and fish. I've never fished the fall in the Turtle Flambeau. I've fished the summer, early summer, even springtime, but not the fall.
Well, I think you'll find the walleyes and crappies will be active if you can locate them.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, I spent the week digging out and getting caught up. My Explorer needed some major maintenance work before I left, so the folks at Sleepy Hollow Ford in Viroqua loaned me a Ford Escape, and I told them, you know, I'm going to put a few miles on this. They said, that's okay. I put 1,500 miles on it. I drove up to Lake of the Woods, where John and I spent several days with friends, and then Bemidji, as folks know if they've been listening to the show, and then on to Mayville, Wisconsin, to shoot in the Dave Cook Memorial Sporting Clays Shooting for Scholarships Tournament at the Mayville Gun Club. And, you know, Jeff, they must have adjusted the mech target throwers, at least on the pond course. Top score on that course was a perfect 50.
Oof.
Yeah, and there was also a 49, and I even broke 46 myself, and that's with missing two easy pairs, and that was my best score ever. So I'm not going to say it was all me. I think the course was easy this year, but I certainly enjoyed it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and this weekend, of course, I'm up in Hayward at the Treelands Muskie Fly Fishing Championship. John and I are fishing it alone this year. I've got a new St. Croix fly rod I'm taking along, courtesy of Josh Lance, who handles their PR. I think I mentioned last week I won a new St. Croix Mojo bass rod at the Aglow Conference in Bemidji. Well, now I've got two St. Croix rods, new ones. And the fishing season, of course, is winding down, but I'll give that fly rod a workout this weekend for sure. Coming up, Huntworth Pro staffer Bernie Behringer talks about his bear hunt in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and has some advice for bear hunters everywhere. We'll talk with RGS Forest Conservation Director John Steigerwald to get a report on last weekend's grouse camp at Eagle River and a look at how this year's grouse and woodcock seasons are going. And we'll kick things off, as we often do, with Jim Bobbiash taking a look at October fun and classes at the Range of Richfield. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. It's located on Helson Drive. That's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and on the web at therangewi.com. And joining us once again for our monthly conversation about happenings at the range is Ranger Richfield President Jim Bobbiash. Jim, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Oh, hi, Dad. I am so pleased to be with you again this month. It's always a pleasure chatting with you and kind of catching up and talking about what's going on in your life and what's going on here at the range.
How was September?
September just flew by. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe it's October. Our leagues are up and running, but there is still time to sign up if you're interested. And, of course, now we're getting into the fall season, so we have resumed our normal class schedule, and I'd like to highlight a few of them that we have on the books right now. We have our Drawing Firearm from Concealment. This is an advanced course, which is October 12th. Our NRA Basic Pistol class is October 28th and 29th, and that's obviously a two-day class. First Shots, which is Introduction to Shooting. It's October 25th. This is a great class to just find out if you really want to get into the sport. And this gives you a chance at a relatively very low price to try, and if you'd like to go on, you certainly can. So I recommend it to anybody that has an interest. Our Wisconsin Concealed Carry class is October 15th. And I know this is a little early, but our Getting to Know Your AR-15 is a very, very popular class, and we only hold it once a year. This year, it's scheduled for December 2nd and December 3rd. So if you've got that AR and you're not sure exactly how to clean it, how to work it, how to shoot it, whatever, be sure to mark your calendars, because it is a great class, and it's filled